Welcome back to part three of our informational interview with Alonzo Segura.
And create a plan and execute a plan to generate capability. So what does that mean? So another way to look at it is every time the Congress does its job, passes a budget, these funds go to this workforce and they put together the contracts and the funding and work with industry to have them then deliver capability. And that capability could be anything that an armed service needs. So that's, you know, airplanes, boats, satellites, lawyers, maintainers, scientists, cloud services, data, intelligence, all of that stuff requires resources. And those resources come from American industry. Mm-hmm. And so a typical day within that context just involves creating the plan, the strategy, again, to turn that funding and resources from the American taxpayer into effectiveness, in my case, for the Air Force and then the Space Force.
Fascinating. It's so cool what you've kind of done. And so with kind of doing that, making sure that the resources are allocated properly, what do you feel like are the skills or talents most essential in your field, whether back in the military, through all of the facets you did, and you can get into those as much as you want or can, and what you're doing now?
So, I can't help but say that, you know, I'm biased toward my own skills, but I think one that's going to carry no matter where you are is curiosity, right? So for me to effectively do my job, I have to be very, very curious about what it is that the warfighter needs. What is your gap? What is that we're trying to accomplish? Whether it's to understand better, to fly faster, to have faster decision making, whatever that is, I have to be very curious. And I love getting to know what is the gap? What is it that we're not doing or want to do better? And then you have to marry that with, I think it works best when you're very, very curious about the solution sets that industry brings. Mm-hmm. What is company X, company Y, company Z good at? And how can that out of the box match a gap or a need? Or if there isn't anything, how can I help research and develop and bring together a team of, you know, private industry, or maybe it's a government lab, or maybe it's a research institution, and put together the beginnings of a prototype or the beginnings of a solution that we can test and put through some sort of vetting to say, this might work, operator or user or warfighter. And so I think what a talent or a value is being curious about what it is that, you know, you're really after. But so put a pin in that. I would say the other thing that really helped, and this goes back to your earlier question, is because you're doing a lot of essentially strategy with industry, you need fundamental business acumen. You know, what is it that makes, what is it that companies care about? Yeah. And it's much more than, you know, it's easy to say, oh, well, they want to make a profit. Yes, that's true. But there's, you know, 100 other things that are going to motivate industry. So a little bit of, or a lot of bit, business acumen, then you put that together with some technical depth, right? So in my case, I was lucky to understand software development.
Yeah.
And so if you were able to mix those things and sit down, whether with other government folks or industry or labs, and together generate a solution, I think those are really valuable skills. And I mean, there's a whole bunch of other stuff like negotiations, empathy, a general knowledge of public policy, like what is going on in my world, defense policy, systems engineering is generally another good one. But I think I always put above all of those curiosity. You got to be curious about what you're doing.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason I love doing these informational interviews with professionals, is because so many of the answers that I get is kind of those transferable skills. It's interpersonal communication. It's curiosity. The technical skills are important, and it's something you need to build, and it's something you need to grow and develop. But those can come with that curiosity, like you were talking about. And so I love that answer. And it's one of a unique answer that I haven't necessarily heard somebody so highly prioritize curiosity. So thank you so much for that. So another question that I have for you is, let's say we're talking to a freshman at USC, and they are interested in kind of the world that you live in now. How would you recommend they go from being a freshman at USC to your position? Please join us for part 4 of our informational interview with Alonzo Segura.